Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me, Quizmaster Mary Zajac for our monthly trivia quiz.
How are you today, Grasshopper?
I am well, Master.
All right. Ready to go?
Excellent. Okay. I am.
Our questions are coming from Wine Wars, a trivia game for wine geeks and wannabes. Question number one. Which fortified wine, port or sherry, is made from fully fermented wine to which spirit and sweetener are added for an off-dry style?
That would be sherry.
Ding, 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 ding. It's sometimes called the sherry method of fortified wine making. Question number two. True or false? Top quality Italian Barolo, Barbaresco, and Brunello di Montalcino wines have a shorter cellar life than superior Bordeaux wines.
Ooh, boy, I'll bet you could make a lot of Italians mad with this question. This is a great question. I'm going to be controversial and insult my Italian friends and say it is true.
Boo.
Oh.
It is false. Like the best Bordeaux wines, these can benefit from 20 to 30 years of bottle aging.
Okay.
Bottle aging, excuse me. You know, the Brunello, perhaps not as long as the Barolo, but yes.
Well, these are the great wines of Italy, and the main challenge is not drinking them, I think, basically.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
What do the words Perlon, Spumanti, Spritzig, and Espumoso on a sparkling wine bottle tell about the wine?
It tells that it's fizzy.
It does tell that it's fizzy. Ding, 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 ding. It also indicates the level of the fizz.
Ah.
So you might have frizzante, which is a little bit different from spumante. Is it softly sparkling or tight pinpoint bubbles?
And is this an Italian thing more than a French thing? Do the French also indicate this as well?
Well, I know it is an Italian thing, but I'm looking at the language on this card, and Perlon would be French,
yes,
and Spritzig, German, and Espumoso,
Spanish.
Spanish, but I've seen it most often on Italian.
Yeah,
you see spumante or you see frizzante.
Right, that seems to make sense to me too.
But that's ding, 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 ding.
Well, thank you so much. These are really interesting questions, and my apologies to the Italians, and I hope nobody...
And their wines. They are as long-lived as any French wine.
There you have it. Well, thank you, Quizmaster Mary.
Oh, and thank you, Grasshopper.
That was really fun. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Also, you can find all of our Word on Wines. They are archived on WBJC.com, so you can listen to them. And you can also find our blogs where we talk about the wines that we have reviewed. And you can actually perhaps go and find them somewhere.
Good job.